If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today I have a solo episode for you, and the title of the episode is Maintaining Perspective While Going Through a Breakup. Essentially, I'm going to be talking a lot about how breakups can cause extreme tunnel vision and how that tunnel vision can, in and of itself, make the breakup a lot harder because it's all you're focusing on. And before I get into the main part of the episode, I want to give a disclaimer that, let me start with, I grew up in a family that kind of had this culture of if something bad happened, you always had something to be grateful for. And so it was kind of this forced gratitude perspective, which in so many ways was really beautiful. And it taught me the importance of gratitude at a really young age. However, I do think at times could fall into this category of the toxic positivity. And that's not the intention for today's episode. This is not, I'd say everything that I'm talking about here is more of an addition to things that you're doing instead of, I don't want you sidestepping the pain. I don't want you forcing yourself to think of things that you're grateful for. And I'm grateful that I can walk, that I can see, that I can hear. All those things are very important, but I don't want to diminish or invalidate anyone's feelings by this. This is all, again, stuff that I think can be done in addition to the pain and the things that you're doing to make yourself feel better from the pain. But breakups do cause very intense tunnel vision. It's hard not to have tunnel vision from a breakup because, especially if it was something that wasn't quite expected, it's this rug's been ripped out from underneath you. And it feels like your whole world has essentially crumbled underneath you. And it's easy to just let that absolutely consume you. And again, this is normal. It's totally normal to be completely consumed by the breakup. But there are issues that can arise out of that, especially if this is happening for a continued amount of time. Again, this does not mean that after 3 months, you shouldn't be bothered by the breakup anymore. That's not to say what this is. This is, again, just trying to help you maintain a little bit of perspective. And by perspective, I mean like getting a bird's eye view of things, not feeling trapped in the fact that your whole life is revolving around the fact that you lost your partner. There are so many things impacted by a breakup. Your weekend plans, holiday plans, what you do after work, especially if you live together. There are so many things intertwined with an ex and a breakup, but it is not your entire life. And it is important to every so often just take yourself up into that bird's eye view and just remind yourself that there are other things that you have in your life. There are people that love you. There are You probably have a job that is still there that didn't go away with the breakup. So, and the reason I think perspective is just so important is it's a big tenet of the AA program is maintaining perspective. It's so easy to get wrapped up in the things going on in our lives. And again, those things are very important to tend to, but it is so important to remember that you are one person on this planet. There are so many other people going through what you are going through, and so many people going through things that are equally as horrible, but just different. When we get to a place of thinking, I'm the only one in this, I'm the only one who's in this pain, I'm the only one who knows what this feels like, it's not only isolating, but it also makes the problem, it makes the issue, in this case, the breakup, feel so much heavier than it needs to be. Because again, it feels like no one can help you. No one can pull you out of this. If a breakup's your whole life, it feels like you have to completely rebuild your life from ground zero, which is probably not the case at all. So being in that, I'm the only one who's going through this. No one gets this. This is my whole life. I'm going to have to start over. It's not even about recognizing your feelings at that point. This is where you take it like a step too far and you put yourself in a position where it's going to be a lot harder to be able to heal from the breakup just in general. So in AA, the way that we seek that perspective is in the 12-step meetings that we go to. We go there and sometimes you share, sometimes you don't, but a lot of the times you're simply listening to what other people are going through. And it immediately gives you perspective, you know, especially as time goes on. I can remember times at, you know, 2 years of sobriety going into a meeting and feeling like my world was crumbling for one reason or another. And I get to see someone who's 3 days sober who literally is rebuilding their life from ground zero. So it's not about like comparing suffering or anything. It's again, just reminding you that like, okay, I have problems. Other people have problems. We don't need to compare them, but it is just important to remember that like, I'm not the only person in this world that's having a hard time. The other thing that I think can happen when we don't maintain perspective is we can get very obsessive about what we think other people, including exes, are thinking, feeling, talking about us. One of the most liberating things that I've ever heard that I continuously have to remind myself of is no one is thinking about you as much as you're thinking about yourself. So when we are stuck in just me, me, me perspective, it's very overwhelming because we think when we're like going to get food by ourselves, we're walking and we assume people are thinking, wow, I can't believe that person's by themselves. They must not have anyone. They must be so lonely. When really no one's thinking about you at all. Everyone is on their phone. They're thinking about their job, their relationships, what they look like, how they need to make a dentist appointment next week. It's so liberating to realize that people aren't thinking about us. Because if you're anything like me, who has spent so much time assuming what people are thinking about me, I know a lot of you are doing this with your exes too, and just thinking that every single thing that your ex does is directly pointed towards you. That's, we can get really obsessive and be put in a lot of pain because of the way that we're thinking in that way. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It is so important to share your thoughts and feelings while going through a breakup, especially if it's something you're feeling any guilt or shame around. I know whenever I'm struggling with a certain thought or situation and I keep it to myself, it gets heavier and heavier and feels harder and harder to manage. I truly believe we are as sick as our secrets. Therapy has always been a safe space for me to have a judgment-free zone to get things off my chest. Whether it's something from my past, a current struggle, or something I'm anxious about in the future, I always feel lighter when I'm able to share something that feels
feel scary. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. The last time I went through a breakup, I know my mom was someone I was really able to lean on and get support from. She has always been a rock for me through heartbreak and everything in between. And with Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share an idea of something super special that you can gift to your mom. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Every week, they will email your mom a question, and she can either type out an answer or record one. And at the end, MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, and they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. I gifted my mom this, and it means so much to me that I can not only learn so many of her stories, but also preserve them for my kids and future generations. My mom has already talked about how fun it's been for her to reflect on her past and think about things that she hasn't in so long. It even prompted her to dig up some old photos from when she was in the newspaper for being the only female mail carrier in Detroit in the 60s. So cool. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code HEARTBREAK at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code HEARTBREAK for 10% off today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So there's just so many benefits to just being able to pull yourself out of your life for just a second and just give yourself like a little bit of perspective. And I'm going to walk you through some different ways that you can do that. And some of the ways that I might walk you through, it might surprise you. And I'm going to talk about this thing called breakup burnout, which I think I know I've gone through and I've answered a lot of DMs around that topic. So how do you get to a place of maintaining some sort of perspective? The first thing, and again, I know I'm not trying to force gratitude on anyone, but gratitude lists are so important, so important. And it is a habit. It's going to take practice. I started this when I went through my breakup in 2015. One of my girlfriends said, "Hey, do you want to send each other gratitude lists every day?" And that was incredible. And then that kind of tapered off. And then when the pandemic hit in 2020, I had a big group of girlfriends that started a gratitude group text. And while we've lost a lot of the people in the group, they've left, we still have a solid like six of us that every day for the past 3.5 years, for the most part, we've sent each other 5 things that we're grateful for. And so if you have one friend, a group of friends, it doesn't even have to involve anyone. You can just do it in your phone, in your notes app. It's such a good practice. I have an alarm that goes off every day at 9:45 a.m. that reminds me to write the gratitude list. And it's such a good way to help reflect on the day before, on the good things that happened. And what it does over time is it trains you to look out for the things that you're going to write on your list that day. And again, this isn't meant to be like a cheesy thing. There will probably be days where it feels like you can't write anything, but it's just such a great practice to get into because it will force you to remember that there are still really good things going on in your life, regardless of the state of heartbreak that you're in. And the things can be little: a really good cup of coffee, nice weather, something you ate that was really good, a show you watched that you loved. I think the gratitude lists work so much better when it's not these like lofty things that you're grateful for. It's just the little kind of mundane things that happen day to day. So gratitude lists is an incredible tool to utilize for that. The other thing is, and I've talked about this in episodes that involve friendships, but hopefully at this point you are talking to your friends frequently as you navigate the breakup so you don't feel alone, so you have that support system. But it is absolutely crucial that when you are having those conversations with friends, that you are asking what's going on in their lives. This will give you perspective because it will remind you that although you're dealing with something very intense, your friend might be dealing with something as well. Your friend might be having something really good go on, which is great to hear too, because it's a good reminder that good things are still happening to people in the world when you're stuck in heartbreak. So it's so important to talk about how you are feeling. It's also so important for you to hear how other people are feeling and hear what's happening in other people's lives. This will, again, just pull you out of this tunnel vision and remind you that things are going to be okay. The third thing is very like switch up the content that you're consuming. And again, this is where I'm going to get into this idea of breakup burnout. There are people who are so quick to attach to breakup help, which is great. I mean, thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for buying my book or my courses. I love all that. But it is also so important that you are reading fiction books, that you are reading things that maybe make you laugh, that on TikTok, you're not just focusing on breakup and dating and relationship things. Switch it up and learn about something completely new. Watch a show that has absolutely nothing to do with anything that you're going through. It is possible to get to a place where you're so consumed by breakup tips and breakup content that it feels like you're stuck in that world and that you're never going to get out of it. So yes, when you need it, when you are at very low points, turn to things that are going to help you, but just make sure that you're also looking at other things that are out there on the internet or on streaming services or reading a thriller mystery book that's just going to suck you into a new world for 30 minutes while you're reading it. So I don't want your whole life to be about healing from a breakup. Me, for an example, I am still Kendra, who loves to read, loves to go to the beach, likes going on walks, loves listening to podcasts, and I'm also going through a breakup. You know, I don't want your whole identity to be, I'm going through a breakup. And because that will keep you stuck in the breakup longer. And I want to be careful in how I say this. I don't want you to get to a place where you're coming out of the breakup where you realize, like, oh my God, I still had all this amazing stuff going on and I took it for granted. Like, I don't want you taking friends for granted, which is why it's so important for multiple reasons to make sure you're also checking in on your friends. You don't want your, like, you don't want a year to go by and you're like, oh my God, I was stuck in that for that whole time. So the last thing I will say is, and I guess I'll plug the Facebook group here, but we don't necessarily have traditional breakup support meetings like I talked about in AA, but we do have the Facebook group Healing Hearts Club, where you can read what other people are going through. And what I will encourage you to do, if you are a part of that group or want to join that group, is when you are having a particularly tough day, instead of logging on and writing about it, which you can do too, but what I would try first is to scroll through to like 5 different people's posts and leave a word of advice, leave some words of encouragement, take yourself out of your head for a moment, and I promise like the problem will become smaller. I feel like I'm jumping around here, but as I'm talking, more things are coming to mind. So I actually have 2 final points here. I've talked about it before, but the service mindset is also really important. If you have a place that you can volunteer, if you can, I don't know, it can be like the littlest thing of holding doors open for people, taking back a shopping cart, anything that you can do that's for someone else will automatically take you out of your tunnel vision. And I remember when I did a post about being of service to people and someone messaged me like, how can I be of service? I feel like I can't even take care of myself. Again, it doesn't have to be anything big, but just you can totally find a stray shopping cart at your local grocery store and put it back at the right spot and it will make you feel better. temporarily, but it will make you feel better. And the last thing, and this kind of relates back to the gratitude list, is my AA sponsor always says, when you share your joy, you double it. And when you share your pain, you cut it in half. So while things are not feeling good, it is really important to focus on any kind of win that you have and to share that with your support system. Hey, I went a whole day and I didn't look at my ex's Instagram. That's great. That, again, share that with your friends, share that with the Facebook group. It will double the feeling of it. And the same thing does go for sharing pain. So again, just because I don't want you to make your whole life about healing from the breakup, it is very important that you're not sidestepping those feelings, that you're not suppressing those things down. So continue to do the things that you are doing that are helpful, and just use these points as another thing that you can add into your toolkit. Again, not to replace anything that you're doing, but just to add in a gratitude list, add in being on the lookout for ways that you can be of service to other people, add into your friend conversations, asking how they're doing. And I will see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.